This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Hope that you're well today. Lots of pretty songs out there today, aren't there, with some lovely medleys. I guess you have your favourite song. But the 1990 hit song From a Distance, sung by Bette Midler, is a popular one for many people, written by the singer-songwriter Julie Gold. You might know the song. It's nice. It's become a big hit, considered a classic, but there's a problem with this song. And the chorus of the song says, "From a distance, we are instruments marching to a common band, playing songs of hope, playing songs of peace. They're the songs of every man. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance." Now, I'm not really sure what Julie Gold was trying to get across in this song, but she's wrong. God does not watch us from a distance. God's with us. He's closer to us than our own breathing. And our culture has, unfortunately, become obsessed with this idea that God has left the scene and that many people believe he's not deeply involved in our world, that he keeps his distance. And Bette Midler was also wrong when she intimated in that song that God was way out there somewhere in heaven, miles away, you know, that he's untouchable and unreachable. Here in Australia, Michael Frost wrote an interesting book called Seeing God in the Ordinary, and he tells of experience one Sunday attending a strange and yet a wonderful church service. It was held in a dusty church fellowship hall. He said the service was something of a mess. He said a children's play was followed by someone cracking jokes and doing some magic tricks. And then a woman with a Broadway-sized voice came out to the stage and began singing that song, Bette Midler's song, From a Distance. And as I said, the words were, from the chorus, "God is watching us from a distance." Well, they all listened politely. They thought it was Michael Frost. There was an odd choice for a song for a church service, but he said they all listened politely until halfway through, a woman in the front row couldn't stand it any longer. She jumped to her feet, came up onto the platform, and she started to sing the same tune but with different words. And the words were, "God came near to us. God came near to us." Well, the basic idea, of course, I think, is that true, that God does keep an eye on the world, but it's not from a distance. God is with us. The problems would not been so bad if we looked at things from a distance, isn't it? I mean, sometimes if you look too closely, you don't want to get involved. But there it is. We prefer the old saying that what the Bible expresses so clearly is that God has drawn near to us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's the truth. God has made himself known through Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, this message actually about Jesus was spreading throughout the Roman Empire. And when Paul, the great missionary, the Apostle Paul, met with the Greeks in the city of Athens, he actually chose to quote one of their own poets. And he said, and it's recorded in the scripture, "He is not far from each one of us." And it's true that God hasn't given up on us. Really, the whole of the Bible is the story of God searching after men and women who've turned their back on him. So if you feel today that God is remote from you, it's possible that the problem is with you. So God is not watching us from a distance. God is powerfully present with us. In fact, he's eager to enter into friendship with us, to experience life with us. And the other word that we often think about is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Apostle Paul said that God is one in whom we live and move and have our being. That's in Acts 17, verse 28. So I think we can take great comfort in knowing that God is out there, but we really don't want to be challenged by a God that's too close, some of us. You know, we might think, I don't want God invading my personal space. And so we kind of think, well, everything looks better from a distance, that God is sort of out there. However, I think we need to think this through. The psalmist said this in Psalm 46, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And Jeremiah said in chapter 23, "Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so that I will not see him?" Well, of course, God is present, and he's present with your life. Well, Heavenly Father, today we thank you that we serve a God who is not out there watching from a distance. He's a God who loves and cares with us today, and we want to rejoice and thank you for that special gift. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.